This is Sadaya Sihi for the Buddhist Centre Online, and I'm here with Singa Matti, who's the MC of this year's Trivatna International Gathering, which is taking place the 22nd to the 26th of August at Adishtana. And the theme or the title of this year's international gathering is Alchemy of the Dharma. So Singa Matti, could you just say something about what's happening this year?
So this year we've got our three speakers, Ratnaguna, Sankamani and Prasadacharan, all exploring this really interesting theme of alchemy of the Dharma from different angles, transforming self, transforming Sangha and transforming world. But I'm also really just looking forward to being in a field and in a marquee and at Adishtana with a large group of people of all ages. So the event is family friendly and in a way, it's more than the talks and the meditation and the puja, amazing as I'm sure they'll all be. It's also the gathering of hearts and minds, the chatting over cups of tea, the workshops that we'll do, and just being together in that space. What I particularly enjoyed, the first international retreat, just seeing lots of friends from around the movement coming together and just being together with lots of different people from different walks of life in the marquee, practicing together in sunshine, in rain, with the children, with the older people, with families, with people on their own. Yeah, just a really wonderful atmosphere, really.
And is there anything in particular you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to mythical sunshine at Adishtana. Yeah, just I suppose Adishtana is a place where we as a Trivatna Sangha can really come together.
So I was just curious, how did you get the gig as MC?
So I'm chair of the Buddhist Centre in Birmingham, and that means that I go to twice yearly meetings of Buddhist Centre chairs. And the development team were at that meeting and asked me if I would be interested in helping host and MC the international retreat. There's part of you that says, oh yeah, that'd be great. It'll be great to help host such a wonderful event and help exemplify something of being a young, inspired, enthusiastic order member and being very public in that way. And there's something about that I always have really enjoyed and really enjoyed when I used to work on the Trivatna Young Buddhist Project. And then, of course, there's a part of me that says, oh, no, I'd rather not have to be so public. And actually, my diary is quite full. And do I want to commit to another thing? But I'm really delighted that I've said yes to going and yes to emceeing the event. Although I'm sure in the doing of it, I'll be quite nervous standing up in front of hundreds of people and responding to the energies and needs of that situation. But yeah, I really enjoy those things as part of my practice. I try to make the effort to say yes to doing things that are for part of a greater good, because that helps me to grow and it helps others as well.
And is there any preparation one can do for emceeing an event?
Metta Bhavna, I reckon, is good.
I was wondering if it was improv comedy sessions or something.
Yeah, probably that too, but I think I'll stick to the Metta Bhavna. I'm probably more effective at that.
That's a good point. So my final question was just around the significance of having a large gathering like this. So this happens every 2 years and it's open to people in our community, people who are very new and obviously people who have been around much longer. Why do these things?
I think in a way that's a core question. So why go on the Trivatna International Gathering? Why gather with large numbers? You might not even like large numbers. You might think, actually, I don't really like large groups. I prefer smaller groups. But the Buddha was really clear. He gave a very clear teaching on the seven factors of the stability of the Sangha, the first of which is the importance of meeting together in large number. And Bhante Sangharakshita, when he gave his talk, actually, at the first international retreat at Taraloka, he evoked this teaching from the Buddha and the importance of meeting together in large numbers. So that's something that I've reflected on a lot over the last decade. I think in a way that's not something I can tell you the answer to. It's something you need to experience for yourself. I was chatting with some order friends last night about our large order gatherings at the convention, and one of my friends said, I go to the convention just to salute the shrine with hundreds of other order members. And it really touched me, and I felt convinced of the importance of us just coming together in large numbers. And the Tri Ratna International Gathering, well, that is the context where we as a movement, where new people, friends, mitras, people training for ordination, order members, can come together and practice the Dharma. And there is something that happens in large numbers coming together, people coming together with that shared vision, with those shared values, with that shared practice. There's a magic in that. There's a magic in being with other people who all share those values. Something else can arise. And in a way, that's why I go to these events. That's why I'd encourage anyone else to come to this event. And in a way, that's not something I can tell you what that will be like. Mm-hmm. But you, if you come, will help make that happen. And you'll see for yourself the importance of being together with others in large numbers.
Great. That's an exhortation to come along and see for yourself. So thanks very much, Singamati. And I will be seeing you at the International Gathering, and hopefully many more will be coming along as well.
Thank you.